Hi, this is Donald Anderson. Today I'm interviewing Tama Brisbane. What I would like to ask first is, what is it that you do and what you like to do?
What I do is I am the executive director of WOW. That's an acronym that stands for With Our Words. We are a literary and performing arts nonprofit organization.
And how did you get started in this?
We got started with WOW as an offshoot of the Color in the Valley Arts Festival that was held here in Stockton last year. And we were the organizers of the very first Step to the Mic competition, spoken word competition. And after we finished with that, we discovered that we had tapped into such a wellspring of support and eagerness and anticipation for spoken word in the Central Valley that we just decided that we would keep it going and that we would formalize our organizational structure to keep Step to the Mic and some of our other projects going.
And what is it that you're doing most recently?
Pardon?
Most of the recently, as in coming up events?
We're coming up with Step to the Mic again. We are working with the Juvenile Detention Center using spoken word with some of the kids in there. And we're also organizing a youth poetry exposition with our kids from Stockton and with some kids from London.
Wow.
Wow.
So, how do you get all the connections in the international stuff?
From the contacts that we've made, because we're rural gypsies. You know, when you do poetry, you run up and down the road, you're working with different venues, you meet different people. And we've been very, very blessed to encounter people who really support what we're doing on an organic level. And so they say, oh, you need to call so-and-so. You need to get in touch with so-and-so. And we just take it from there. You know, a lot of what you do in the arts is you wing it. You know, you're moving on inspiration. You're moving on opportunity. And then what we say is if it's right, it generally comes to light.
Is there anything you'd like the people to know about yourself?
About me?
Yeah.
No. My job is to make sure that I facilitate everybody else. I try as hard as I can to stay in the background.
Do you like to do anything artistic like poetry yourself?
Yeah, I'm what's called the occasional poet. Every now and then I will sacrifice, you know, I'll get up first and I'll do the first poem of the night so that everybody can see how the tone is going to be. And then every now and then I'll get in after the first poem because I have something to say. I also do some dancing here in Stockton with the Ordered Steps Dance Company.
Well, that sounds like a lot.
Well, you know what? Living a life in the arts can be very hectic. You know, one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, and then all of a sudden you're fully engaged. But I can't think of a better way to walk on the planet.
Cool.